Welcome back to Behind the Scenes with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Oh, I'll tell you, you know, we were really talking after our last podcast. We've done a lot of parades.
Yeah, a lot of parades. Yes.
I can't really count them all, but I mean, for some cities, well, like Gatlinburg, we did what, 4 or 5?
No. Well, I guess
if
with
you
the,
include,
then we did 4. We did five. We
so,
did a 4th of July.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. 4th of July. I was actually thinking of a different one. But anyway. Yeah. But yeah. So anyway. So we got into talking about parades, and we talked about kind of the joke parades that we got involved in.
Little ones.
But today we're going to talk about some of the bigger ones and the more fun ones and well executed, well designed. So
and well attended.
And very well attended.
Yes.
So
yes.
So yeah. Well, and you know, starting with that, which one do you want to pick first?
Well, I think we could do you want to do Fountain City first, or
we'll go with smallest to largest.
To the largest.
Yeah. So we did the Fountain City in Tennessee.
Yes.
And we did that two years in a row.
It was 2 years.
And we got to sit in an stand in an antique fire truck.
Yes.
For the parade. And that one was very well attended for a small community. Wow. It was packed.
There was a lot. Well, it was a long parade.
It was a very long parade.
They had a lot of floats, bands. You know, just what you kind of expect.
Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts kind of expect from a parade.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we brought up the rear in this old antique
fire truck.
Yeah.
It was from like the 1800s or something. I think it was the early 1900s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, oh my gosh. But the thing moved.
Yes. Oh, it moved.
I'll tell you. The funniest part about that thing is when we got to the end of the parade and they had to drive us around back to the beginning where we started, he flew down those streets and we were just like...
And we were flying.
My hat was going straight back and I was hanging on for dear life. And
I remember.
And you...
Yeah.
Oh, you were just...
Well, we were... That particular one, and Joe's right, this particular truck... You did have to stand, and there was no place to sit. Which was fine when the parade itself was going. I mean, you're not going very fast.
At least we weren't walking. So,
no, and you're not going very fast, so it was good. But we had just so many little kids and families and all kinds along the parade route, and it was that one was a real joy, but yes, at the end, our driver apparently was in a real hurry
to get home,
and it was cold. I mean, those, I guess we must have done them November, December. I can't remember now.
Well, yeah,
It was cold, and so yes, when you're flying, your hair's going and is
going 40 miles down the side streets,
going straight out.
It was chilly. But it was a lot of fun, and Fountain City took very nice care of
us. Yeah, they did.
They were very respectful of us.
It was a real joy to do.
So moving on to that, I would have to say the next biggest one was our own Santa parades.
Yes.
In Gatlinburg.
Mm-hmm.
They held some Santa conventions in Gatlinburg.
Yes.
And they actually had the Parade of Santas.
Uh-huh.
So, and we were actually on one of the floats for 2 years on that.
Yes, it was actually in March. It was called the Holly and Shamrock.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And it was middle of March. So it was still cool. That was kind of an extension of Branson, except this actually was truly down their main street. They closed the street for the parade. And we had...
And it was exclusively Santa's.
It's exclusively Santa's. And Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus was able to come. And there was a lot of people.
Couldn't believe... For the middle of March, it was packed. And I mean 4 and 5 deep.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way down the main drag of Gatlinburg.
Yes, it was.
From where the fork comes in till... Mm-hmm. All the way up to the convention center.
Yes, yes.
And oh my God, it was incredible the response we got.
It was huge.
I gotta say, it was very, very cool. Like Branson, you got to see every kind of Santa outfit and Mrs. Claus outfit you could possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool.
It was.
I mean, that really was.
It was. There was just a... and everybody had such a good time, and the Santas and Mrs. Clauses that walked along the route, gave away candy or little things,
and sometimes had
a little chat with the kids, and
it was
really heartwarming, and it truly was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And again, the shops had balconies and stuff, and
those
were
right.
All
they
full.
Did. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
The,
yes.
The city was filming the whole thing,
and
it was actually a pretty cool parade.
Yeah.
And, now certainly not the parade.
No.
But I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the
parade
when we get back.
Okay.
So, ho, 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 ho. Autographed and dedicated copies of books, custom-made clothing, one-of-a-kind items you'll not find anywhere else, all at my Etsy store, Santa's Magic Chest, where every day is Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, and we're back.
Welcome back.
So, before we left on the break, we said we're going to talk about the parade. But I gotta split that.
Yes.
There were actually two the parades.
Yes.
In
yes.
Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Both of them had well over 100,000 people.
Yes, they do. And that really is the truth.
At each parade. I mean,
They have that every year. That is huge.
And the first one is they are known as the first official city to have a 4th of July parade
mm-hmm.
at the stroke of midnight.
Yes.
On the 4th of July.
That is correct. That
so
is correct.
So here we were, talk about the middle of the night.
Yes.
We were in Gatlinburg and they decided to put Santa and Mrs. Claus
yes.
on one of the floats for the 4th of July parade.
Yes.
And they asked us to do that.
Now, I think earlier in one of our earlier podcasts, we actually talked about early towards July, where you were talking about the Thomas Nast 4th of July suit.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is what you wore
which,
then.
Yes.
And I wore a similar patriotic colors for
mm-hmm.
that parade.
Yep. Yes. And so they were just thrilled that we
yeah.
were here. We were in our 4th of July garb
yes.
on the float
uh-huh.
in the parade and bringing up the rear.
Yes, and
as always.
We weren't in a sleigh.
No sleigh.
We were in it was pulled by a horse. A
yeah.
cart? No, not a car.
No.
Not a wagon, really. I can't. What do I want to say that we were sitting in? It's more like a cart, I guess.
But it's very well decorated.
They're always beautiful, comfortable, beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean, it was really nice.
And
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the Parade Part 2.
Yes.
Is we were the stars of the Gatlinburg Christmas Parade.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, I'll tell you, you want to talk about massive crowds and mm-hmm. everybody geared up for Christmas and you know, just so much Christmas joy. And
well, we should also talk about the fact that in this parade, which was a huge undertaking by the city, and the setup was done a fair distance outside the city itself. And there were lots of floats and cars and kids walking from the various schools. And
we were you know, they had number designations.
Yes.
And we were at the end of it.
Yes.
And we were like number 52. So
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like you had 51 floats
yeah.
in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll give you an idea of the scope
big.
Of this.
I mean,
it's,
you know,
it's
we,
massive. It's about an hour and a half to do the parade.
Yes, because, so, you know, by the time they get to us to start, you know, moving, we had been, you know, wandering around for quite a long time before we, and that one actually was a sleigh.
Yes, with reindeer.
Yes. And so that was pretty cool. And that was, I mean, I gotta say,
if you ever get a chance to see the Gatlinburg Parade
yeah.
at Christmas time, it's quite an event and quite something to see.
And I gotta say that
they do a good job.
You know, from the other little parades that we had been in. that one was pretty impressive. I mean, you know, to see that many people, and it was it had the whole length of the Gatlinburg
main drag
yeah. there, mm-hmm. and people were knee deep in
4, 5, 6 deep,
and you're right,
areas.
If anybody had
some
balconies,
of the mall areas went all the way
yeah,
into the mall,
and the balconies, if anybody had
yes.
balconies, and
mm-hmm.
so it was pretty cool to be in that and see so many people. And that one, I think, was filmed by the local TV
yes, it was.
Stations. And so,
well, all the TV stations,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah,
in Knoxville.
Local, yeah,
and,
all the local
and,
ones,
you know,
yeah.
And then, of course, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. So if you ever get the opportunity, I hope you do, you know, to see a parade like that, or even better, be involved in a parade like
yeah.
that, jump on it, because it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it gives you good memories going forward.
Well, those, you know, certainly didn't disappoint. I mean,
no.
not the vehicle we rode in, not the parade route, not the people, and everything was just, it was absolutely wonderful
mm-hmm.
to you know, attend that, so.
But yes, and we thank the city of Gatlinburg for
yeah.
letting us be involved in that. And,
yeah.
You know, that was a lot of
That's
fun.
A very good memory for us.
That's a very good memory. I mean, they all are good memories.
Yeah, they
but,
are.
But there's good memories and there's great memories.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we did like 5 parades in Gatlinburg alone.
Yeah.
So, which we were very pleased to participate in. So.
Yeah.
So that's our parade podcast.
Yeah.
So now you know what we've done as far as parade so far.
Yes, that's
so
true.
Far.
That
I can't
true.
I can't say with any finality
that we're done. No.
No. I mean, we're in a whole new area now,
but
and we don't know what's gonna
yeah,
present itself
true.
To
that's
us.
True.
So
yeah.
You know, hopefully we'll be going, hey, we have an addendum to the parade podcast.
Yeah.
So
here comes another.
mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I hope everybody is enjoying these podcasts, and we hope that you continue to watch them and ask us anything you'd like to ask us. We'd be happy to do that. Just go to
the North Pole, www.thenorthpolepress.com. And you can contact us through that,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to hear from you. And again, just as a reminder that we do the podcast on the 10th and the 24th of every month. So we hope
God willing.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for joining us again, and we wish you all the best.
We'll Bye-bye. See you next time.